There's the lifestyle klaxon, Joe. And well, this is quite apt, really. We've just talked to Nathan Cruz, who is the professional wrestler who is going to be effectively taking me on in, yep, in a couple of weeks' time. Maybe I'll need to do a bit of cardio work, he was saying. Well, we've got someone to talk about that right now, because being able to exercise and keep fit is something we should all take for granted, whether it's a regular stroll, weekend cycle, but not all of us are in the right shape to become regular runners or joggers. I'm looking at me. New research shows an alarming 47% of adults have admitted they couldn't run more than half a mile in one go. First of all, let's talk to the senior cardiac nurse from the British Heart Foundation. That's Lucy Wilkinson. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Alongside yourself is a case study from heart diseases, Laura Ford. Morning, Laura.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Very good. And a busy studio there at the moment because you've got Olympic heptathlete, Commonwealth gold medalist, TV presenter, star of The Jump. It's Louise Hazel. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Lucy, let's come to you first of all. 47% of adults couldn't run more than half a mile. That's quite a staggering stat, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But what we're doing with our My Marathon campaign is sort of encouraging people to get more active. And we want to make this accessible to people who aren't used to running. And so the point of the My Marathon challenge is to perform a marathon over the month in whatever is a challenge for you. So that's the 26.2 miles, whether that's in a few hours, days or weeks. We just want people to get active.
That sounds pretty good. Laura, just tell us about your situation. You were in your early 30s and training for a half marathon, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I was 31 at the time. I was training for my first half marathon, getting really excited, running, you know, around 10, 15K. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go and get myself checked out just to make sure that everything's functioning, you know, as it should be. Well, now it's probably the best thing that I ever did. They saw that I had something called heart block, which is quite rare when you're in your early 30s. And as a cure for it, I was fitted with a pacemaker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's made you all better? Or how's that improved?
Yeah, I mean, it was about 2 years ago, so it took me a while to get my head around it. It was, you know, it was quite a shock, really. But now I'm back to running. I did my first half marathon last month.
Oh, well done.
Which was just fantastic. I loved every minute of it. So, you know, I would just say to everyone, you know, if it, you know, it's just something just to be part of. And if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Louise, just looking at some of these stats here, it says the traditional New Year exercise kit looks to be over, as half of Brits say they haven't worked out in over a month. 28% of people in Yorkshire feel intimidation when going to the gym. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. You'd have to tell me. What is waiting at the gym that is so scary?
But other people that look really, really buff and make you feel...
People that look like Louise.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We didn't all want... You know, we didn't look like this all the time. you know, I think it's important to realise that when it comes to your fitness journey, and this is something that I've always stuck to as an Olympian, you can only focus on yourself. You can only be better than where you were yesterday. If you get concerned about who's next to you or who looks like this, then you're only really doing yourself a disjustice. What you want to be doing is just thinking about, okay, what small steps can I do to improve my lifestyle? You know, if your goal is abs or your goal is, you know, a marathon, if you don't turn up and put the effort in, it's never going to happen. But what better time than now? I think everybody tends to jump on the fitness bandwagon in January, but it's not necessarily what you do in January. It's what you do in February, March, April, May, and for the rest of the year. And you can't expect to be any fitter if you don't keep that pattern going. And so it's about finding, you know, really bite-sized, small steps to changing your lifestyle and just keeping them going. Find something that works for you on a daily basis.
Louise, I might get some advice off of you.
I've
got to do this thing, Daz Dares, where Joe's challenged me to get in a ring with a professional wrestler, a world championship wrestler.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's not, Louise. what sort of thing? I've got 2 weeks. I am completely unfit.
Yep.
What sort of things over the next 2 weeks are going to give me a fighting chance of at least surviving, Louise?
Well, I would say, obviously, try and do a little bit of cardio. You know, get that heart rate up, get used to a little bit of exercise. So go out, you you know, it might be that you go out for a 10-minute run at first. If mm-hmm. you can add a minute to that every time you go out, before you know it, you'll be up to 20 minutes, nice and easy. But the good thing, the thing about wrestling is it's quite short, you know, it's forceful.
Yeah.
So, you know, get in the gym and do a few weights, you know, a little bit of resistance work, work on that strength. You're going to have to fight somebody for a few minutes, I imagine. So that's going to be interesting.
Sound advice.
You know, yeah. Rugby scrums, things like that, getting down low. Yeah, get involved, yeah. That's what I say.
Not really, still not looking forward to it.
Still not looking forward to
no,
it?
Oh, good Lord, no.
Get up for it. We're behind you.
Well, thank you very much, Louise. Lucy, this is an interesting one, the Mind Marathon. So you've got to do 26.2 miles, but just over a month. It's not exactly Eddie Izzard, but, you know, this is getting there.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of my marathon is the fact that anybody can take part. And you take the 26.2 miles at your own pace. And like I said, complete it in a few hours, a few days or a few weeks. We just ask people to do something that is a challenge for them. And, you know, just go that little bit further. We know that physical activity is so good for our heart health, you know, and it's one of the best ways to build a strong and healthy heart. And like anything, you know, exercise is good for your muscles. Your heart is a muscle. We just need to get more active.
I can't believe 29% of people in Yorkshire and the Humber, they get out of breath just climbing a few stairs. I mean, that's a staggering stat.
Yeah, it is worrying. And, it, you know, it does paint a worrying picture about the nation's fitness levels. And that's, you know, really why we've launched this campaign. And we want to make running accessible to everybody. You don't need to be a member of an expensive gym to do it. You can just get yourself outdoors, get to the park and participate in the My Marathon Challenge.
Louise, we can't not talk about the jump because it created all sorts of headlines for basically battering celebrities.
I'm lucky I survived.
Well, you did. Well, you did really well, and I was reading up this morning.
Yeah.
Am I right in thinking that the British Olympics and Winter Olympics were seriously considering putting you into the Winter Olympics, or was that an April Fool?
Well, actually, no, it's the truth. British bobsleigh were interested, and also I think. Obviously, you know, this year we've seen the success of the Eddie the Eagle. Mm. I think they wanted Louise the Lunatic. but I wasn't going to give it to them. I'm not a massive fan of cold weather. I mean, I absolutely loved the bobsleigh event, the Skeleton Bob. We've already got amazing champions. We've had massive success with Amy Williams and Lizzie Arnold. And I thought, you know what? They really don't need me rocking up again in, you know, Lycra and getting on the skeleton. It was really good fun. But I've got no plans to take that up in the future. Not unless, you know, it becomes a summer sport.
it'd be a tad warmer. Mm. What was it like when you're in that show and you're just seeing everybody else just falling by the wayside? Was it quite scary? Were you worried about yourself?
It was great because I kind of just thought, what, this time round or last time round? It was great because I thought, well, that's less competition to go up against in the final. I'm only joking. But, you know, we were very much a team our year, obviously last year round. We really bonded. And so you were rooting for everybody because you knew how difficult each challenge was. I mean, I was rooting for everyone apart from Joey Essex, who obviously eventually beat me in the final.
Yeah,
never forgive him for that.
Had the Mills decided to have another crack at it this year as well, didn't she?
She did, yeah. You know, the sad thing I think about last year, Heather didn't really get to show off everything that she'd achieved. So I was glad that she got to go back in and give it another crack because she was, honest to God, she was just so fierce. And I was kind of like, the last person I want to go up against is Heather because she's an Olympian, like in her spirit and everything. She's just undeniably determined and she is scary. So I'm glad I, Hannah, was the one to take her on in the end.
Now, Lucy, if people want to find out a little bit more about the My Marathon, where can they go to?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is www.bhf.org.uk/mymarathon. There's loads of hints and tips on there, ideas for recipes, ways to track your running, and find out how long it does take you to do your 26.2 miles.
It would take me a while. Laura Fordham, Lucy Wilkinson and Louise Hazel, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sarah.